Unbelievable. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. This is the 25-year celebration of the Mark and Brian radio program. Yep.
25?
Now, this next fella is, along with being just a good dude, we were kind of, he was brought into the fold of our world, our universe, when he apparently is driving the kids to school, and he listens to the show, and he would play the game in the car. And it would get so frustrating for him where we sometimes, as you know, you'll get to that question where it's taking too long for everybody to get it, but it's kind of obvious. This guy got a hold of the hotline of Ted's office, and he would call. And he would go, Jesus Christ, it's 5. And this came into, and we would actually play these recordings on the air.
So we had him in one Friday, and he was our first celebrity game player. And we thought, hey, wouldn't it be great if we got other celebrities? So from then on, because of Luke Perry, every Friday we bring in a celebrity. And he's here with us today, Luke Perry.
Thank you. Hey, brother.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
You ought to smell the funk coming off of these brothers. Yeah. They are working hard this morning.
Now, this is a true story. Luke and I are on the phone. We're talking. This is a month ago.
It happens a lot.
He's on vacation. He's got a vacation spot in Tennessee. And so we're just talking. We're hanging out. We're just talking. And he goes, oh, dude, listen, I got to go. My kids are down at the creek, and they're catching crawdads, and I don't want to miss that. Who else can say something like that and mean it? How were the crawdads, by the way?
Well, as it turns out, we ate them that day. You know, a lot of times you just go down the creek and you grab crawdads and little, caught about 20 of them. My son was like, they're little lobsters. I know, we can cook them just like I said. All right, man, so we do. And we go home and boil the water, and we ate crawdads that day, and it was great.
Great or disgusting?
No, it was great. It was great. But it's like you have to get a whole bunch of them because they're only that big. But we each had little bites.
You only had 20?
Of crawdad. Yeah, we only had 20.
Do you eat the head or?
I don't.
Do you suck the brains out of the head?
I don't. No. I'm a tail man. Yeah. I just go right for that nice, beautiful piece of tail. Pop it right in there.
That's sexy innuendo.
Because you got to know how to treat that tail.
All right.
What you do. We'll talk about that later.
Now, before we get into the game, the new old Navy ad spoof spot.
So funny.
They really are, man. It's working.
I tell you what, it was funny. When they came to me and they told me what the concept was, and it would only take me like 4 hours. You know, I was like, it's great. It's funny. Sure. Because every time I get together with Jenny and Jason, any of the guys from the show, it's just a laugh. I mean, we just laugh all day long. And I got, you know, Jenny had them tight jeans on and tight ass jeans on. It was good. It was good. And we had fun.
Now, in 2005, you were voted on the list of the TV, number six on the list of TV's greatest teen idols. Now, Luke, got to know, who are the frickin' hacks ahead of you?
You got to wonder, don't you? You got to wonder.
The hell?
That will live in infamy. Do you got a list of them there?
No, I don't.
I was going to say, you're about to beat me with a list of five guys they think are more famous
than me. One of them is Jerry Farr. That's all I know.
I tell you what I dig about you. Luke, a lot of you may not know, Luke wrote and starred in this series called Good Night for Justice. And what I dig is that Jason Priestley, who's in this new ad with you from Beverly Hills 90210.
He can't get a job without me.
He can't get a job because Luke, who did Luke call to direct Good Night for Justice, the sequel? Jason Priestley.
Yeah, I called him up to direct the first one.
Yeah.
To do the very first one because I knew, you know, we needed to have it done right and done well. So.
All right, now let me ask in that situation because you and he are, you know, acting buddies from 90210, yet he's in the director's chair. You created the project. Was there any dicey moments in that?
Any of the dicey moments happened in pre-production when it was like just me and him or, you know, and the stunt coordinator, whoever. And if we had any disagreements, we'd get it ironed out there because on the day, no time for that or minimal time for
that. Sure, sure.
And the reason of getting Jason in the first place was you have a really good shorthand. Doesn't take too long. I just look at him and go, And he knows what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
During the pre-production, did he ever lean over to you and go, you know, Luke, I was number 4 on TV's Greatest Teen Idols?
Twice. He
Damn
did.
It.
And
what
I
a
slapped
guy.
His Son
of
head.
A
no, no, he never said it. Right, is... Now you got me wondering.
No, I'm going to Google and find out.
Cool. Somebody, get them iPhones out. Let's somebody start screaming out names.
Luke, we knew that this game was kind of catching on when you started becoming involved in it, and you've yeah. helped make it what it is. We That's are going good. To bring out a listener to play against you yes, and man. One of us. Seth, are you there? Now, Seth is a five-day winner that Ted found. A five-day winner. Hi, Seth.
Thank you, my brother.
Now, Luke, that means that Seth is really, really good at this game.
Yes.
So, now, boys, you both know, when we get to the question, if you think you know where the question's going, your name is your buzzer. Don't answer until we call on you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a rousing round from the House of Blues of 10 Ted approved.
No apparent reason.
I'm getting sweaty. I'm nervous.
There you go. I will ask the first five, Mark the second. Seth, how are you? Thank you for coming.
I'm feeling very great and very honored. Thank you.
Now, as a five-day winner, what did you win? What did we give you?
Oh, it was a whole prize package, videos, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Seth. I'm watching Luke warm up. He's actually warming up. I mean, physically.
I get nervous. My armpits sweat, so I'm All right. shaking it down my sleeve.
And Seth, since it's Luke and he's a friend and a celebrity, I'm going to leave him alone. And I know that you're a day five winner. But I do need... I'm going to go old school on my smack talk today. I'm going to go way old school. Because of the fact that you're not a celebrity, you're only a stupid, replaceable listener.
That is old school.
Here we go. Yeah. This is my old school. I'm going to shove my foot so far up your ass, the water on my knee will quench your frickin' thirst, bitch.
I look forward to you trying, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck with it. Here we go. Everybody ready?
The best man wins.
Now, serious about this, please don't yell out the answers, okay? We know, like, hey, I'm smarter! None of that, because we want everybody to play. So the first five questions will be for Luke, Seth, and Mark. Question number one. What film featured an airline called South... Mark?
Airplane.
Incorrect. For Seth and Luke, what film featured an airline called South Pacific Air?
What is Snakes on a Plane?
What's your name?
Seth.
Luke.
Smart game. Smart guy can't remember your name. It is Snakes on a Plane. We're going to give it to you.
Now, get these mucks.
Luke, did, you actually, did yes. you actually see the movie? Because I haven't.
No, I haven't.
I got to see.
But him. But who can forget Sam? Say yeah.
Get these
like
mother.
The snakes taken off the plane, please. Or something like that.
I think it was a little rougher.
Yeah.
Question number two. What U.S. city was once known as Hog Butcher Mark. For the World?
Luke.
Mark?
Well, obviously, when you ask about a U.S. city once known as Hog Butcher, you must be talking about Boise, Idaho.
Huh. I'm not.
You're not?
No. Yeah. You were next. Luke.
Chicago.
It is Chicago, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. One for Luke.
That's one.
However, let me just add that Boise is relatively close to Chicago.
Yes, so there you have it.
Yeah.
Proximity is not the answer.
Closer than London.
I'm just saying.
Question number three. What is the only song by Buddy Holly and
Mark.
The Crickets?
Seth.
Mark.
The only song by Buddy Holly and the Crickets to use a full string section, I'm going to say, it doesn't matter anymore.
Give it to me. Give it to me. No.
But didn't it feel right, yeah. though?
When you said full string section, I thought you had.
I really did.
Yeah, yeah.
Because... And then you disappointed me.
For Seth and Luke Perry, here you go. What is the only song by Buddy Holly and the Crickets to hit number one
Mark!
On the Billboard chart?
God.
Seth? Oh, boy.
Mark.
Luke, I thought I wrote
no.
in there.
No.
You suck, Seth.
Ah.
Mark.
I know it.
Mark.
Seth.
Luke.
Buddy Holly song to reach number one. Hello, Mary Sue. Hello,
Mark.
Mary.
Oh,
Seth.
Mark.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
All right, first of all, Luke, let me just correct you. Hello, Mary Sue.
Hello, Mary Lou.
It's Hello, Mary Lou, yes. And that's not Buddy Holly.
Talk to me at the end of the game, big fella.
All right.
It's 1-1.
All right, now I got two ways I can go here.
All right, you got the board here. The question is, what is the only song by Buddy Holly and the Crickets to hit number one on the Billboard chart?
Now, I could say, that'll be the day. That's what I could say. I'm not going to say that because that's really early, early Buddy Holly. What I'm going to say, and I think Kelly is up here screaming it, I'm going to say Peggy Sue.
Oh, there you go.
I want you to give it to me because that's good.
No.
I got it, Seth. And I knew I'd missed it when you started shaking your head.
Seth, for the win.
That'll be the day.
That'll be the day is correct. Should have gone with your first instinct.
The stupid listener. Ooh. One for us, folks.
Nice. Nice.
There's a tie at one here. It's a good game.
There we go. Question number four. What caramel lollipop was originally known as the Papa Sucker? What caramel lollipop?
Papa was a sucker, sucker.
Was originally known as...
Seth.
Seth.
Mr. Goodbar.
No.
Oh, whoa, Luke.
Luke.
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy is correct. Good call, man.
Nice.
Now,
I had to picture the rapper in my mind.
You got it.
Now, if he weren't on stage playing the game, Luke would be calling Ted's office, it's Sugar Daddy, for God's sake.
Right. And then Preeb was like, Sugar Daddy on line two.
Question number five. On TV's Walking Dead, what is Daryl Dixon's weapon of choice?
Mark. Look.
Mark. Now, you watch this show.
Nope, saw the commercial.
I do watch the show.
You watch this show.
Let me back into a special section of the game because I have a thing I'd like to say. Check me.
You're checked.
Oh. He's checked.
I step up to the line, which you are not to cross. Bow and arrow. Oh, God. This is bad.
No.
Luke.
Is it Seth or Luke? Who's next? All right, Luke. On TV's Walking Dead, what is Daryl Dixon's weapon of choice?
I'm going to step up to the line.
All right.
I really do. Shotgun.
It is not shotgun.
Oh, but wait.
But I had to step up.
I so loved how proud you were when you said shotgun.
Yeah, well, I didn't go out to the end of the stage and take a bow and then be wrong. I just said, yes.
You know why? Because it's not your show.
Oh! Not till tomorrow. Okay. Woo! Oh, there you are. Thank
you. All right, Luke, here you go. What, on TV's Walking Dead, what is Daryl Dixon's weapon of choice?
Zombies, right?
Seth.
A sword. I don't know.
That is incorrect.
I do not know the show, though. I'm sorry.
Luke!
Rifle.
That is incorrect.
Luke.
Luke.
I can't ring it twice.
Yeah, you can. No, yeah, you can. Because everybody's gone once. So you go ahead. Luke.
Seth.
Nope.
Those are the rules.
I think I know.
I'm not saying check. Is the boat?
What?
I'm not going to say.
All right, Seth.
Crossbow.
It is a crossbow! No.
Wait a minute.
No, don't even.
Bow and arrow.
No, you're only disappointing yourself.
Wow.
You're only going to... You're only going to hurt yourself.
Wow.
It is not the same.
Okay.
Mr. Technicality, it is not the same.
Okay.
I got
it's
you.
Tough.
See, he one
knows.
Goes...
Wow. You know
one,
I'm right.
One goes like this. The other goes like...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you're fine with it, I am.
Oh, I'm perfectly fine.
Okay, I thought you were.
Yeah, you can live with that.
Ted, will you take break or can we do the last five? Keep going. All right. Now, I will play. I will play against Luke and Seth.
And we also say that...
You just read the hands.
For Luke and Seth, if either one of you get three correct, you do receive the Fantasy Springs package. Includes two-night stay, dinner for two at Bistro, dinner for two at Joy Asian Cuisine, and... Golf for two. Good luck, gentlemen. Here we go.
Be so blessed.
Brian, Seth, Luke. Question six.
Hold it. My ear fell out.
Hair lip dog.
I'm ready to go. Here we go.
What city's Major League Baseball team...
Brian.
With the sack.
That's big sack. Big sack.
With the sack.
Brian. Hanging. Big sack hanging.
Oh, baby.
I don't know why I'm thinking Ohio. I'm going to go with Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati is my answer.
Was originally called the Red Stockings.
Awesome.
That is stupid. That is stupid that I got
stupid
that.
Good.
That's stupid. I don't believe that.
Firing up the precog.
Only thing that would have made that better if
so
I would
have
checked me. I don't know.
Well, then you have to walk back into the check me section.
I see. Okay.
That's over here.
Question seven. Which actor... What, Frank, are you busy back in the studio? You didn't have time to... Gotcha. You got a lot of stuff going on. Which actor... played 007.
Brian.
Brian.
Too many possibilities.
Yeah, there is. I'm going to say... Well, somebody said Roger Moore, so I don't want to copy, and it could be anybody, so I'll say... No, it's not going to be...
Seth.
Yeah.
Luke.
That was a defeated Luke.
No, I got...
So far...
Pierce Brosnan.
Did you like that answer?
Yeah!
It's a good answer. It's incorrect. So far, we've gotten which actor played 007, and both Seth and Luke have now weighed in. So we go, Seth.
Timothy Dalton.
I respect it.
Ooh.
There's a lot of dudes. I respect it. It's wrong. So we go to the defeated. The way that he sounded, it was so dejected. Luke.
Yeah, because I realized I should listen for more of the question, but I'll ring in here.
You have enough to go with, and already two down.
Brian.
Yeah. So
Seth.
Brian on the board. Seth on the board.
You want to let him finish the question at some point, trust me. but I'm going to ring in here, because I have to now, right? George Lazenby.
Ooh. Yeah. Good. Very good.
Very good, Paul.
Very good. Very good.
The other two players concur. That's a good answer. Which actor played 007 in the James Bond film on Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Luke!
Woo! Point of inquiry?
Yes.
I believe Luke's answer was James Lazenby?
George.
George Lazenby?
Pretty sure I heard George.
Pretty sure it's Lazenby. I'm just saying.
Dude, if a bow and arrow ain't a crossbow, I certainly can't.
It's not! Would you agree? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Question eight.
If a bow and arrow ain't a crossbow. I'm going to show you some pictures.
What type of blood cells combat infection?
Seth.
Okay, I heard Brian. I heard the beginning of Luke. I heard Seth in there real quick. So I think it's Brian, Luke, Seth.
Check me.
You are checked.
White.
What is your answer?
White.
You know the brother knows his infections.
White. Blood cells.
Let me just say, be careful here.
No, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right. I use that on you, brother. You can't use that. All right, white blood cells.
And it's worked, by the way.
Nothing. Not only once.
The correct answer is white blood cells. Now, Seth, how many do you have?
You know, I've lost track, to be honest. I think two or three, something like that.
Two.
I think one.
No, two for Seth. Luke, how many do you have?
I have two.
Ted says two.
We're two and two. Okay.
Well, Ted's counting back there. I'm not here, but the people.
So we have two questions remaining. Brian, of course, can't win the trip. You both could. Another correct answer for either one of you with two questions remaining means Palm Springs. And you are going together, by the way. All right, here we go.
Palm Springs.
And both good, gettable questions. Question nine. What were the two songs involved in the lawsuit case between George Harrison...
Seth.
Brian.
We have Seth and we have Brian on the board. Seth. Four-hour show, Seth.
Oh, sweet Lord.
A murmur from the crowd.
I was going to say, a murmur from the crowd.
It was actually a murmur. It approached a warble. Didn't get there as murmur.
It was more than a walla.
Seth, again, to repeat, your answer was, oh, sweet Lord. That's an incorrect answer. We go to Brian.
It's My Sweet Lord.
My Sweet Lord.
And you need another song. And it's the one that sounds like My Sweet Lord. My Sweet Lord, Into God and Evita.
Thank you. I can absolutely see the confusion. My Sweet Lord, Into God and Evita, almost
Seth.
Identical. Seth, you can't play yet. So far, Luke has not weighed in this particular case brilliantly.
Good strategy.
Luke, would you like me to finish the question?
Yes, please.
With manners, he is. What were the two songs involved in the lawsuit case between George Harrison and the Chiffons? Again, a warble from the crowd bordering on murmur. Luke is on the board.
I don't. Hold on.
Luke is now singing
Seth.
To himself.
Seth.
Luke is still singing to himself. Luke, I'm going to need your answer.
4-hour show.
I got nothing for you. Except the Chiffons. I can't. It's not coming to
it's
me.
It's not
guys.
There. All right. Seth has weighed back on the board. Seth.
He's so fine.
But I didn't know the answer.
My Sweet Lord.
That is correct.
That was close.
My Sweet Lord. It was.
One for the stupid listeners. Thank you.
By the way, Seth is on his way to the Fantasy Springs package in Palm Springs. Dinner for two at
Looking
Bistro.
For a date, girls.
Yes.
Dinner for two at Joy Asian Cuisine and Golf for Two. One question remains, and with a correct answer from Luke, he too could go to Palm Springs. Question 10. I will pause after the first three words to give anybody a chance for sec.
Okay.
All right.
Which first lady... You're watching three men play strategically. That's smart. Which first lady often consulted astrology...
Seth.
Brian.
I heard Seth and then Brian, not Luke at this point. So far we've gotten which first lady often consulted astrologers? Seth.
Nancy Reagan. Five-time listener, five-time winner. Thank you.
Cocky! I like it!
Check me. Check me.
Check me's don't work after you've answered
well,
the question.
Well, it's a fact.
You know that? What are you, new?
You've been checked.
I know it's a fact.
The correct answer is Nancy Reagan. Seth, very, very well done.
Impressive, isn't it?
Yes, and Luke, respectable.
An honor.
No question.
Thank a you, pleasure.
Man. Thank you, Seth. Good job.
Seth, thank you. And Seth kind of represents a lot of you that are not only in the room, but the ones listening. Seth has been with the program since, what would you say, what year?
At least 92. I lived in Sacramento and the Eagle before I came and moved to L.A.
Nice.
And I've enjoyed you a very long time. And
well,
thank you. Much pleasure. Much love.
Honestly, it's guys like Seth, people like you that are listening that gave us a reason to get up each morning and do what we do. From our heart, thank you very much.
Thank you. And
thank you.
Say hi to Luke Rowe. Luke Perry, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of Luke today. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure playing with you. Pleasure. Well done.
When we come back.
Good job.
The always funny, the always animated, and one of our great movie directors, Gary Marshall. Stay where you are. It is the Mark and Brian radio program.
95.5 KLOS.
Now's the right time to buy. During